Seattle Biotech's lead booster is stepping down. Chris Rivera is the president of the Washington Biotechnology and Biomedical Association, or the WBBA. And today, Rivera announced he's resigning as president. Luke Timmerman of the online biotech magazine The Timmerman Report has been following Rivera since he became president. Timmerman explained that Rivera was charged with promoting a very diverse collection of companies.
Some of them do drug development, such as new cancer drugs or diabetes drugs or Alzheimer's drugs. There's also medical device companies in there that do things like ultrasound machines for diagnosis. And there's even research tool companies, companies that make things like DNA sequencing machines for other researchers to use. There's software to analyze the data that comes off of those instruments. So it's a really diverse and eclectic group of science-based businesses that fall under this header of the Washington Biotechnology and Biomedical Association, or the WBBA.
And what does this organization, this umbrella organization, do for the biotech industry?
It's really a connective organization. So first and foremost, they need to connect their own members. You've got more than 500 of these little companies and big companies with different but related interests. And so they bring them together in networking events, and also they do basic things like all trade groups do, like negotiate bulk discounts for insurance, for example. So there's just a lot of blocking and tackling, community organizing, you could say, that the group has to do. Now, the other part that's important is the external community connection. And that involves City Hall, the Chamber of Commerce, Olympia. And somebody needs to be that spokesperson for the industry that explains who we are and what we do as a biotech industry here in Washington State.
Chris Rivera became president of the Washington Biotechnology and Biomedical Association 7 years ago. So what did the Seattle biotech industry look like then when he took the office?
It was a very shaky time. This was the financial crisis, and investors in the stock market were shying away from risky sectors like biotech at the time. And so the existing base of companies were kind of hunkering down. They were laying people off. They were trying to conserve their existing cash. So Chris came into the industry at a time of a lot of anxiety.
What was he able to do in the 7 years that he was president?
Well, he did a lot of good fundamental things in terms of building up commercialization capabilities within the trade group. Chris had especially good business chops, and he played to that strength and said, you know what, I'm going to tap my network, I'm going to bring in mentors for young entrepreneurs in this area who can take some of that good science at a place like the University of Washington, the Fred Hutch, and run with it and build a business. And I'm going to help show them how to do that.
You just described Chris Rivera as someone who had a long history and a successful history of explaining complicated biotechnology, complicated sciences to non-scientists, to the rest of the world who needed to understand it. But he also came in during a time when there wasn't a lot of money. As you pointed out, it was the Great Recession. So what was he able to accomplish during his tenure?
Well, he built the membership roles first and foremost. So if you look at the trade group as a business, he doubled the size of the community. So that increases the fees that members are paying and enables him to do lots of new things, like set up this commercialization mentorship program. He also, had a really good Rolodex with people outside of Washington State from his previous jobs. So he brought people from Boston and the Bay Area and New York in the financial community to Seattle to try to help raise the profile of the community.
It sounds like he was quite successful, but were there any losses that he faced?
Oh, absolutely. So the trade group has pushed for the Life Sciences Discovery Fund for years. It's a state agency that takes state money and puts it into new projects. And that has been sustaining budget cut after budget cut over the years in Olympia. And finally, the plug was pulled this year. So that was a big defeat for the local biotech industry. This is a inherently volatile industry. There are lots of ups and downs, and some big downs happened during Chris's tenure as well. Number one being the closure of the Amgen research facility along Elliott Bay. That threw 660 people out of work. locally, and it was an icon of the local community, a real success story. And the other was Dendrion, was for a while a standard bearer of the local biotech community, and it ran into all kinds of problems with its prostate cancer drug and ended up going bankrupt, again throwing out hundreds of people on the unemployment lines.
I'm talking with Luke Timmerman. He's the founder and editor of the online biotech news magazine, The Timmerman Report. We're talking about Chris Rivera. He was president of the Washington Biotechnology and Biomedical Association, or WBBA, for 7 years. Today, he's announcing his resignation. And Luke, we've often turned to you as what I think of as a watcher slash expert of the Seattle biotech community. So as you've been watching Chris Rivera's tenure at the WBBA, what do you wish he'd done that he didn't quite accomplish?
Well, I think there's always more work to do in building awareness for biotech and bringing in more capital from outside the region. So, and he would, I think he would admit to that. The awareness is a challenge because biotech is this sort of amorphous term. A lot of people don't really understand it. There's no anchor company that people can point to and identify with like they can with Boeing or Microsoft or Amazon in this community. So building awareness was a challenge for him. And I think some of the political losses that you've seen the industry sustain are related to that, that the fact that people don't quite understand this industry very well. And while he did have some success in bringing outside capital into the region, I would still say that Seattle is kind of an underappreciated asset in the whole biotech world, and there's more work to be done in raising its profile and bringing more outside capital here.
You just said that there's more work to be done with the Seattle biotech community, especially when it comes to capital, raising awareness for people who aren't already in that community, but overall, what do you think biotech looks like as Chris Rivera leaves this office as president of the Washington Biotechnology and Biomedical Association?
Well, he leaves on a high note. There, despite some of those setbacks we discussed, there is an emerging new crop of companies like Juno and Adaptive, and there's a lot of exciting science here. Even amid federal budget cuts for research, Seattle is still a magnet for bright and talented researchers. And they have got a real community here that they can engage with scientifically and business-wise. And Chris has done a good job of helping improve that business-savvy piece at the trade association. And for that, he should be proud of that.
Luke Timmerman is the founder and editor of the online biotech news magazine, The Timmerman Report. He talked with us about outgoing Washington Biotechnology and Biomedical Association President Chris Rivera. Rivera announced his resignation today.